Hockey with the voice of the Avs, Connor McGehee, on the team.
Joining us this morning from the Concave, it's Connor McGehee. Connor, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Jimmy. I'm fine. It has been literally raining all day and all night over here on this side of the mountains. It's like, it's weird. I don't remember the last time ever that it rained for like 13 hours straight. It's very strange. But I'll take it. My lawn is happy.
My lawn is happy, too. We had quite a bit of rain here yesterday. So
yeah, busted out the water wings, even.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I could. We didn't know that we. You found them in your closet, right, Buckeye? They're in the bottom of the closet.
They're my gym bag.
Yeah.
Good to know I'm not the only one with the water wings out.
Yeah. You're like, my lawn is. I'll be honest, I've never owned a pair of water wings in my entire life.
I don't think so. I mean, if you did, you wouldn't tell everybody about it.
Sure. It's like bragging about the training wheels you had in your bike that when you were 13, you still had the training wheels on your bicycle.
Hey, didn't crash, didn't drown. I'll brag about
that. You're a safety first kind of guy.
Safety
it's okay.
First guy. I respect that.
That's right. The folks at OSHA would love you to be in charge of our safety here at the building.
They would, too.
5 days of that an accident here at the radio station.
Oh, okay. Good.
We should talk some hockey, right? Because that's why we have you on here to talk
about
it.
This is so much more fun.
Okay, we could just do this all morning long. We could probably do it. After clinching the playoff spot, now they've been shorthanded. Boy, it's been a couple of rough outings for the Avalanche, Connor, ever since they nailed down that playoff spot.
Yeah, breaks do not do this team very well. So you go back and look at it, and no preseason games. You start the season 3-3. Very similar record after that 11-game break. The first COVID pause. Very similar afterwards, and then after this break. I mean, some teams, like the Montreal Canadiens, they've had a couple long breaks just because of natural scheduling, and they've done well. But the Avalanche are not one of those teams. Now, I still make the argument that if you have three of your top five goal scorers and you're starting goaltender, you probably win one, if not both, of those games in St. Louis. And I'm not trying to make excuses, but those are facts. And it's the same tonight in Vegas. Not sure who will go in net, but you still don't have Rantanen and Donskoy or Saad back. Jared Bednar yesterday hopeful that Rantanen and Donskoy could be available for Friday night at home versus San Jose, so we shall see. But it's hard to get going when you're on such a roll that the Avalanche were on when you have these pauses, because a lot of these guys depend on repetition and depend on rhythm, and these pauses just completely throw some water on the fire.
Connor McGehee, radio voice of the Avalanche, joining us today on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. You mentioned Mikko Rantanen. Jared Bednar hopes to have him back maybe this weekend, maybe Friday for San Jose, coming off the COVID-19 protocol list. So most likely, Andrei Burakovsky probably move back to middle six winger. That's probably where he would move back to that spot when Mikko comes back.
Yeah, I would think so, because they're trying to find that right balance. And it's interesting because whoever has been on a line with Nichushkin and Jost has just done – they have benefited from Jost's and Nichushkin's work ethic. First it was Donskoy. He had that run to push him to, at the time, third in goals on the team. And then Brandon Saad caught some fire when he was with Jost and Nichushkin, who have just been workhorses and pretty much have been the Avalanche's best players consistently. Hard to play against. That's been a line with Carl Soderberg the past couple games, and which I've really liked. I mean, that's about as forechecky, if that's a word, it is now, as you can get with Nichushkin, Jost, and Carl Soderberg. So, but I would think that Burakovsky and You need to get the band back together to have Kadri, Saad, and Burakovsky really be that second line and be successful. And so, but Burakovsky is a natural fit on that top line. He's a left-handed shot. He's got natural chemistry with Nathan MacKinnon. And I said this on the Altitude TV pregame the other night. In an absence of Mikko Rantanen, and fortunately it hadn't happened this year before this past week, But in days and months and years past, Burakovsky has been the natural choice because he has the speed, he has that mental connection with MacKinnon, and he has the skill. So, and lo and behold, the first two games that he's up there on the top line, he has multi-point efforts. So, but that tends to happen when you're with one of, if not the best passer in the game, Nathan MacKinnon. But I would expect that to be the case again tonight versus Vegas.
Connor McGahee, radio voice of the Avalanche, with us today on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. What's going on with Nazem Kadri? He has not been playing well lately.
Have you ever been bit by a snake, Jimmy?
No. I've been around snakes. I've never been actually bit by one.
Snakes. Why did it have to be snakes? Nazem Kadri is extremely snake-bitten right now. He's not necessarily playing bad hockey. He's getting chances. They're just not going in. And he talked to all of us yesterday from Vegas, and he said, it's amazing what just one little bounce will do for a player's confidence. And it's true, because he's just waiting for that one to hit the crossbar and go in instead of hit Binnington's shoulder and go out. So now 15 games is a long time for a second-line center to go without scoring. He knows that. The coaching staff knows that. But it hasn't been, for lack of opportunities, the puck has just not gone in the net. And the good news is that when Nazem Kadri gets to the playoffs, he shows up. A similar sort of stretch last year, and then he had 9 goals in 15 games in the postseason in the Edmonton bubble last year. So speaking of the bubble, it is about to burst for Nazem Kadri, and hopefully right when the Avalanche need it most.
And you mentioned how good Nazem Kadri's been in the postseason, you know, wherever he's been. Another guy that has always been really good in the postseason is Brandon Saad. You know, of course, won a couple of cups with Chicago, and part of the reason he was brought in was because of what he can do in the playoffs. He's now out right now for the foreseeable future, hopefully back soon, coming off that lower body injury. But this could leak into the Stanley Cup playoffs, possibly, Connor. Just the time where they really, why they brought in Brandon Saad was for the postseason, not for the regular season.
Sure, and he's done well even inside the regular season.
Yes, he has.
I think he had 2 power play goals career before this year, and now he's got a pair. But he blocked that shot the other night. Bednar said 2 to 4 weeks with lower body. I would assume that it would probably be, I don't know, but I just knowing hockey players nowadays, especially when it comes to a team like this, they're going to want to get back as soon as possible. So you would think that it would be, you know, 2 to 3 week range, and if he's feeling good, then he's in. So, but you're right. I mean, that leaks into the first couple of games of the Stanley Cup playoffs. If that is, in fact, May 17th, 18th, we don't have dates or a schedule yet, but you just sort of, you assume that that's going to be the case. But, yeah, Saad is a key piece to the forward group and the forward depth here. And when you go out and you sign a player to a one-year deal who has 2 Stanley Cup rings, as you mentioned, I mean, that's why. Because maybe this team has learned some lessons over the past couple of playoff runs on how to get over humps, and a player like that can make the difference. And so he'll be back in time to make that difference, I'm sure of it.
Connor, always appreciate it, and enjoy the rain today. If you want to put on your water wings, go right ahead. Go out and do that today.
It might be a galoshes type day, actually. Yeah, I just probably wanted to say galoshes.
Because that's a fun word to say, right? Galoshes. Well, something else. I've never owned water wings. I've never owned galoshes before.
Yeah, me neither. But I might have to find a way to get some galoshes today.
Yeah, but look, we're hardy Western Slope guys. You know, that's where we're from. We don't need galoshes.
You don't need it.
Yeah, we don't need that stuff. No,
you don't need anything. You know, just bare feet. Who cares? You step on cacti as you're walking through water, whatever. It's
exactly,
fine.
Yeah. Just, you know, that's the rugged individualism, the toughness of those of us from the Western Slope. I mean, I don't think the Front Range guys totally get that. I'm glad you're over there you know, reminded them of the toughness of the Western Slope.
For sure. And rugged individualism is genius.
Oh,
that's brilliant. Just put that on a plaque right now.
Absolutely. Like a couple of frontiersmen. I could see us out there, you know, bare feet with our muskets. No galoshes for us, man. We don't need
that. No galoshes over there. None needed.
Yeah, all right. Hey, Connor, have a great call tonight. I appreciate it as always.
I will do my best, fellas. Thank you very much.
Take care. Connor McGahee. No water wings, no galoshes for that guy.
No, he'll just swim. He'll be fine.
He'll be fine.